Today, we're profiling hidden gems in the community, gems like Port Stanley Terminal Rail. We've got Dan Vernack here from Port Stanley Terminal Rail, and people driving down to Port Stanley cross the railway tracks on Sunset and probably wonder, Dan, what are those and where do they go?
So those are the tourist railway tracks from our tourist railway in Port Stanley, Ontario. Most of our trains run between Port Stanley and White's. Occasionally, the train will run to Parkside and downtown St. Thomas.
I know we've probably gotten to the end of the normal summer, fall, spring season, but there are still events coming up, some great ones for the family. Why don't you tell us about what's coming up?
So starting the weekend of November 19th is our annual Santa Claus trains, and those will run every weekend in November and December till Christmas.
What sorts of things happen on the train? Of course, we're going to have Santa on the train.
So there'll be Santa, and Santa, we do it a little bit different this year as opposed to other years. Santa Claus will actually be riding on the train, and that way he'll be able to sit and visit with all the families, and the families won't have to wait outside like in previous years in the mud and the rain and the snow and get cold. So that's working well, and in the station there'll be most likely hot chocolate and cookies that you can take away.
Now, there's kind of a downtime over the winter, but prior to the pandemic, prior to COVID, it was a busy year on the railway, and it usually kicks off with the Easter Bunny trains in the spring. Is that going to be the plan for next year?
Yeah, so that's right. So in the springtime, traditionally our startup weekend is Easter weekend, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, where families can ride the train. And it goes to White's Park, and there's an Easter egg hunt, and they get to meet the Easter Bunny.
And one thing, I think it was new this year, was the music trains. I think you said you had one a month, or you're planning on one a month for the new year?
Yep, that's right. So this year we started with something new in August, and we had a music train with different musicians. So the first one was an actual violinist. It was a kitchen party, and that was really well done. The second one we had was early October with Rob Burns from Port Stanley, his band, and they did very well. And the final one was just last weekend with Stu and the Triplanes last Friday night, and they performed anything from Neil Diamond to the Tragically Hip.
And a couple of things that people may not be aware of, you've had murder mystery events. It's also the railway or the train can be used for charter operation.
Yeah, that's right. So we have all kinds of special events on the train, but you can actually, if you're interested, book that entertainment train for different uses. We've had weddings on it. We've had birthday parties on it. So it can be accommodated for just about anything that you'd like to do. We have a caterer that is available to provide meals on that train if you wish.
And one other thing I know that Parkside has done, because it's actually right on the rail line, is in past years they've had sort of a graduation night where some of the kids, or maybe all of them, rode the train up.
Yeah, that's right. So probably the last 10 years or so, the graduating class from Southwold has ridden the train from Port Stanley to St. Thomas, and we've let them off right in front of Parkside, which is going to be obviously their school that they're going to attend for the next 4 years.
Great. Is there any area, Dan, that we should touch on? This has been a great wrap-up on what the railway is all about.
No, I would recommend just in the new year checking our website at pstr.on.ca, and that's where you'll find all the dates that we run and all the special events should be listed there.